Welcome back to eBay Radio, where every segment is top-rated and all returns are hassle-free. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. We're halfway through the year, or actually we're more than halfway through the year, so it's time to take a look at how things are going, as well as to prepare for 2014 Part 2, which we're now into. With us now to tell us why and how to conduct a mid-year checkup is Hillary DiPiano. She's known on eBay as Priced Nostalgia, and she's also the author of The Wine Cellar blog, and that's W-H-I-N-E, wine, and cellar, of course. Hillary, and cellar is not the cellar like you're under the floor. It's a cellar like sells on eBay. I know it's hard for me to go through.
Why is your blog name so complicated? That's the question you want to ask, right?
No, I think when you see it, you go, oh, I get it. You could call it the whinging cellar.
I guess.
But then you don't get the pun isn't there. So, Hillary, why is this such an excellent time to take stock of our businesses?
The thing about the middle of the year is it never, ever feels like the middle of the year. I mean, either you're sitting here going, what? Half the year is done? Or, God, that's all? You know, I think that we have, like, sort of completely opposite reactions when we realize. And the exact middle of the year was July 2nd, for anyone who is curious. So we're actually a couple days beyond it now. But I think one of the biggest mistakes I think any business person can make is they don't take a minute and take stock often enough. They just either assume things are going well and then at the end of the year have a nasty surprise and there's no chance to sort of course correct, or they the other way around. They assume that everything's going horribly, and then in reality they're making all these changes because they assume that things are going poorly, and if they were just looking regularly they'd see, no, what you're doing is working. I think that's one of the biggest problems overall. And I think the middle of the year is a great time to do it because literally you've got as much time behind you as you have ahead of you. So it's a perfect time to sort of say, okay, that's what we did with the first half of the year. I have that same amount of time ahead of me. What can I do with it now?
So what should we be keeping in mind as we look at the year to date?
Well, one of the things I think is the easiest thing to do is to just sit down and write a list of what you accomplished this year so far in terms of your business. And that can be taking out the old P&L and looking at how much money you have, which is something you should absolutely be doing, I think, at least monthly. But if you do it at least once a year, you're better off than if you do it, you know, only at tax time. But just list down all your different accomplishments, because I think a lot of us, at least me, who are workaholics, have a tendency to be really down on ourselves and say, oh, I haven't done anything. But when you actually sit and list everything out, a lot of times you're like, huh, this year's going better than I thought, you know? And that's the first thing. And then once you've got those numbers in front of you, that actual list of what you've accomplished in front of you, then you have a sense of where how much you still have to go and what you've accomplished so far. And I like to think if you're the sort of person who likes to set New Year's resolutions, this is a great time to sit back and say, where am I on those? And it doesn't have to be the New Year's resolution in the sense that we think of it as like, oh, lose weight or whatever. I mean, any business person sets goals for their business in the coming year and just sort of evaluate how are you doing. I mean, at this point on July 2nd, are you 50% done with that goal? That's the questions you want to ask yourself, basically.
So what kinds of course corrections should a seller consider at this time? Give us a few examples.
Well, I think one of the big things is that once you take a look at those numbers, certain things should jump out at you. If you had a particular goal in mind, whether it was a financial benchmark that you wanted to hit or whether it was a certain number of conversions you wanted to do, and you're nowhere near that, well, then you really have two decisions to make. Either you need to sort of, you know, really increase that you're sort of step up or step down is how I think of it. If you're going to, you either really need to step up and work harder and do whatever it takes to meet that goal, or maybe you need to reevaluate that goal and say, you know what, that was insane, that goal, and it's not going to happen. So let me reevaluate it and come up with sort of a more realistic goal. And in some ways it can be a wake-up call, because if you know, honestly, you have not been working as hard as you can, and this is what you've resulted, then you can work harder in the second half of the year. But if you know you're honestly working as hard as you can and busting your tushy to get everything done, then you maybe need to sit back and say, you know what, that goal is not realistic as things are. So maybe I can, you know, maybe I need to step back from that. And the same goes for if you're, like, doing amazingly and you've already accomplished almost everything you set out for the year, then you either need to say, all right, then I'm upping my goals and I'm going to do twice as much. Or maybe you say, you know what? Maybe I don't have to work weekends and I can, like, see my family, you know?
You know, I think Hillary, don't you think it's also important because we're entrepreneurs and most of us are working alone or at least, you know, with their life partner, but many, many of our listeners are working alone. Isn't it important to acknowledge those achievements?
I think definitely. And I think that there's two different sort of aspects of it. I think one aspect is definitely to take a minute and celebrate what you have accomplished and where things are going. And just the fact that you're still on track. You know, sometimes we get so bogged down in the minutiae of like running the business that we forget that the big picture is like, so many people are having trouble right now financially because there's a downturn in the economy and there's all different factors going on. The fact that you're doing well at this point is itself, an occasion to celebrate. And sometimes it's even if it's only once a year, to sit back and be positive about how much you've accomplished. And I also think on sort of a more philosophical level, if you will, when you stop and take a minute and reevaluate and just acknowledge the passage of time, it has the effect of slowing time down. Because think about it, when you're just crazy and you're going through life and you're not really paying attention and you're just like, oh, and you're working and every day sort of blends into another, months can go by and you don't even realize it. Where you're like, oh, it's July already? What? You know, and I think a lot of us live that kind of a life these days. And taking a moment to force yourself to sit down and list your accomplishments so far in the year and start to form a plan for how the rest of the year can go can actually sort of slow time down because it forces you to actually pay attention for a minute of where, you know, where we are in the year and where you are in your business year.
And you also have to give yourself your own attaboys and attagirls. Because when you work for somebody, you get those in form of maybe a paycheck or maybe a pat on the back or your name on the bulletin board because you were salesperson of the month or something like that. But when you have your own business selling on eBay, when you have your own business, when you're an entrepreneur, it is important to acknowledge your achievements in whatever way you wish to do that. But you need to do it because every human being needs that. It shouldn't all be about work. It should be, you should gift yourself in some way.
I don't know if other people are like this or if I'm just a weirdo, but part of a lot of how I self-motivate is to just be insanely hard on myself. And I'm always down on myself about, you haven't accomplished enough. You need to do more. You know, I'm like the worst boss ever and I'm self-employed. So, you know, and I think that for me at least, it's very nice to be able to just sit there and say, no, you know, actually, you're not doing bad, you know, for the record.
Well, any good sales manager in any company that I know of, you mentioned at the beginning of this conversation about upping your goals.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Every sales department used to drive me nuts when you work in a sales department at a radio station. If you sold $240,000 worth of advertising in the previous year, they up your goal before you can even get that higher commission. You have to sell more the next year. And we used to complain and bitch, but you know what? It worked.
Well, you know, this is sort of a whole separate thing, but I don't know how familiar you are with the concept of, like, gamifying.
Yes.
Where basically you create a system by which every time you accomplish something on your to-do list, you get points for it or whatever. And it's just to sort of give yourself an extra incentive because some of us, our brains work that way where we need like a gimmick or a badge or something to feel like we're working towards things. And I have the world's most ludicrous gamified system for my life in general.
What is it?
So whenever what'd you say?
How do you do it?
I have just this crazy spreadsheet, and I just do things like where if I list a certain number of items on eBay, that's a point each. And then if I work on my website, that's like 5 points an hour is time I spent on my website. And I have sort of a general goal for the year of, like, let's say it's 1,000 points, but then I adjust it accordingly. And I'm sure to a lot of people it's making me sound like a crazy person, but I have to admit that it really, really helps me because it gives me a sense of where I am in terms of the year in numbers. Because instead of me just saying, well, I feel like I accomplished some stuff, I'm like, I need to be at at 1,000, I'm at 200. If I need to hit 500 by July 2nd, I really need to up things, or I need to down the number, or whatever. And I use it for, I have two different systems. One is for my writing, and one is for the like my other aspect of my life, the selling and the eBay and everything. And I have upped the writing goal like 5 times already because I just, there's something wrong with me. But I think that sometimes you need a gimmick like that.
There's nothing wrong with you, Hillary. You're fantastic. This is great. No,
but we
don't realize that when we switch from being an employee to working, we do need those attaboys and attagirls. And whatever way you do it, a spreadsheet, a weekend trip with your husband, although you don't want to spend all your profits.
Well,
a new hat, whatever.
If anyone was just...
Did we lose Hillary?
We did. Uh-oh. Oh, how could we lose her? It's such an important part of her conversation. But we certainly did, and it's not... I believe it was her phone, but I'm not sure because the lights are all back on here and everything. So, well, I have to say, she really motivates me when we talk to Hillary.
Yeah, she's great.
It's very motivating.
Well, her enthusiasm is so. I mean,
exactly.
I just love listening to her because she's just up.
But you can hear she puts a lot of work into that enthusiasm, Griff. She has a point system on a spreadsheet and everything else.
Yeah.
So, Hillary, we love you. Thank you.
This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And we'll be right back with your calls here on eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Where is the Seller Information Center? I can't find the fee calculator.
Isn't there a downloadable PDF about that?
The eBay website is full of useful information if you know where to find it. You need eBay Radio's Seller Bookmarks. It's a list of essential links on eBay.com. Go to eBayRadio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookmarks under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookmarks. eBay links you didn't even know existed.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.